Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Labov is here, too. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're so doggone proud he's part of our team. We don't know what to do around here. He's one of our top franchise experts in the Brain Trust. Heck, he might be on the top by now, for all I know. We'll have to go back and calculate that sometime. He's the author of the outstanding book, Become a Franchise Owner, The Startup Guide to Lowering Your Risk When You Want to Buy a Franchise, and that's what he wants to talk to us about today. Joel, welcome back.
Thank you. It's been, a couple months, I think.
At least. Where have you been? I missed you.
Yeah.
Was it something I said?
Yes, actually.
Well, I'm sorry. Whatever,
it's okay.
Whatever I said, I'm sorry. Hey, Joel, the franchise, as many folks know who've listened to me before, know that I've said for a long time that franchising, being a franchisee, buying a franchise is entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. But even though you've got a track to run on, even though it's you could think of it as a business in a box in a way, just the whole process of getting one, finding one, acquiring it, getting it going, there's a lot of risk involved even just in that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There is risk involved. It's okay, because most things that have a potential to be really great involve risk. So, yeah, there's risk involved, but there are definitely ways to mitigate it.
Well, you know, when you think about a pure startup, a raw entrepreneurial startup, you know, everybody, that's totally intuitive, risk, right? It's risk, you know, to a power of 10. But I'm sure people think that franchising is risky, but maybe not so much, but there's plenty of it. The main thing, and this is what you're doing in your work with folks, and what you're going to talk to us about today, is how to identify where that risk is, and as you say, how to mitigate it. So where do we start?
Well, I like to start by telling people to ignore the conventional wisdom and don't start searching online for franchises. Don't punch in the word franchise until you know if you're right for franchising.
Oh.
It makes no sense at all to do it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend that they have a deep inner conversation with themselves and figure out if they're comfortable with rules, because franchising is a lot of rules and regulations and a lot of system-based things that people must do in order to increase their chances of success. So,
you know, that's what I meant by coloring inside the lines.
Right.
Those lines are the rules. And
that's right.
And I like what you said, because what you're saying is, when you say it's back, most people go backwards, is because most people think, well, I'm going to see if I find a franchise that's right for me.
That's right.
But the truth is, they should find out if they are a prospect for anybody's franchise.
That's right. Franchise material. Are they right for franchising?
For example, if you and I had sat down, you know, 20 years ago, 23 years ago, when I started my own business from scratch, from a whole sheet of cloth, if I had said, I think I'd like to be a franchisee, if you had been sitting with me on that, you would have determined, Jim, you need to go do something else, because you wouldn't make a good franchisee.
That's
you
right.
You don't follow rules too good, Jim. What's
you and I both are of the same cloth, I guess, when it comes to that, because I already was a franchisee, and I was a pretty lousy one towards the end.
So that's the thing. And folks, that may be the best advice you get all day, maybe even all week. How do you do that, though, Joel? How do you do the first thing?
Well, I strangely enough, what a great segue. If you go to www.takethefranchisequiz.com, it's a tool that I created about 5 years ago. It's a free quiz. It takes about 10 minutes, and it will get you thinking
mm-hmm.
about franchising and if it's for you, and there's a series of questions, and I score it personally within a couple of days usually. So
and thank you for that, folks. Works. That is a birthday present that you can go pick up anytime from Joel Abava. And you know the good thing about that, but what you're saying now, Joel, and about that particular tool, is think about the people like me, like you, who aren't franchise material. Think about folks like that who you can get them sit down on a better path. They won't spend weeks or months and maybe a lot of money chasing something that was never going to work to start with.
That's right. It's so important to do that. I mean, don't just think that you're going to find a franchise online, like you said, Jim, and something magic is going to happen. You're going to see this great looking logo, and you're going to read a couple paragraphs and say, "That's me."
Right.
Well, you have to figure out who you are first.
There's a story I knew about years ago, where a guy built a hotel and flagged it with one of the big franchise brands, right?
Uh-huh.
And he and his general manager, the owner and the general manager, went to their program that they have to take on what their specifications were in order to maintain that flag out front of the hotel. They were out there a week. On the way home in the airplane, the guy turned to the general manager. I knew her, and she told me this story. He said, "Whatever you learn this week, forget all that. We're going to do it our way." Well, guess what? The hotel lasted about a year.
Yeah. I knew where you were going with that because it happens. It happens, and it doesn't need to.
And you know, you've got 10 things here that you talk about, and we're not going to get to all of them, but I really think it's appropriate that we spend a little extra time on this particular topic because this is the foundation of everything you do going forward, whether you do or don't go after a franchise, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You have to start at the beginning. Don't start in the middle.
So don't go looking for franchises, folks. Don't go type in franchise. Okay, if you can do it for fun if you want to.
Right.
Don't get excited. Don't go wandering off on something until you take Joel's quiz. Give us that website again, Joel.
www.takethefranchisequiz.com, and it's free.
It's free. And the book is called Become a Franchise Owner. Tell them where they can find that, too.
Find that book on Amazon at your local bookstore.
All right, and your own website.
And on my website, thefranchiseking.com, and it's in the libraries now.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Okay, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into more of these tips that Joel has identified to help you minimize the risk when you're heading in the direction of acquiring a franchise. Folks, it's big money. Almost all franchises are big money. Major commitment of resources and your life. Let's make sure you do it right. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.